renters removing their mezuzah upon moving from their home that they rented. So there's a known general law which restricts a renter from taking the mezuzahs off the doors of the home that he has rented, even if the mezuzahs belong to him. Obviously, if the mezuzahs belong to the homeowner, certainly he's not allowed to steal them. But even if the mezuzahs belong to him, there are certain restrictions involved in removing them, and we will dedicate this class, this lesson, in discussing the iser, the background, and in which cases it is allowed and not allowed. So based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia 102a, recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber, in Yeridei 291 Halacha 2, it is ruled that upon moving out of a rental home, the renter may not remove his mezuzah from the doors. And the reasons recorded behind this Talmudic and halachic prohibition is, number one, when you remove the mezuzahs from the door, it allows mazikin, evil spirits, to enter the home, and it's considered as if you damage the home with your bare hands, just like you can't take a baseball bat and destroy the infrastructure of the home after you leave. So too, you can't remove the mezuzahs. So rules Tosfos and Bava Metzia there, recorded in the Sman and the Aruch HaShulchan. Another reason recorded in the Gemara in 102a is because if you remove the mezuzahs from the home, there's danger for that family that removed the mezuzah. In other words, the mezuzahs serve as a protection, not just for the home, but for the family who used to live there. And if you then remove your mezuzahs from the home, it won't protect you anymore. And the Gemara brings a story of a very sad and tragic event that happened to a family who removed their mezuzahs after they left their rental home and ended up having a very tragic event happen, as the Gemara mentions there. Another interesting reason recorded in the Ritva is because the mezuzah draws down the Shekhinah into the home, and when you remove the mezuzah, it causes the Shekhinah to depart. Another reason we mention in the Chidah and in the Rishon LeZion of Chaim Atar, the Or Chaim HaKadosh, and his Pirush in Yeridea, is in order so we make sure that the new renter who will move in, or homeowner, will make sure to put up mezuzahs, to have mezuzahs by their doors, as perhaps if you take it off, they'll be lax in putting their own mezuzahs on, and because you took them off, it ends up that they're going to live in a house without a mezuzah. So to ensure that they will live in a house with a mezuzah, therefore we don't take it off. Another reason recorded in the Medrash, the She'ilases, is in order so the mezuzahs don't sit idle, as the mezuzahs until now were doing a mitzvah of being on a home. Now you're going to take them off, they're going to sit idle until they put on a new home. So these are all the reasons recorded in the Mefarshim for why we have this halacha. Now let's begin discussing different cases of application of this halacha and the cases of exception and what practically what can do to circumvent this issue. So number one, does the prohibition apply if I plan on immediately putting up these mezuzahs on a new home? I remove the mezuzahs from my rental home and I'll immediately take them to the new home and put them up right away, maybe even within a half hour, they'll already be on their new home. Is there an issue? The answer is yes. According to all the reasons, with exception to the last one, it makes no difference whether you put them up on a new home right away or not. Either due to that, when you remove the mezuzahs, it causes mazikin to enter that home, or because you're removing the shechina, as we said, and thus putting it on a new home only saves you from one of the reasons, not from all of them. And therefore, it is forbidden. So it was explicitly ruled in Tosfos and Bava Metzia 101b and the Ritva, and so is implied to be the ruling of the Mechaber as brought in the Pri Megadim and the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe. Now, though there are opinions who are lenient and rule that if you put it right away in a new home, it's mutter, practically we do not rule this way. Nonetheless, in the event that it's either I remove the mezuzahs from my old home or I live in a house without mezuzahs because I don't have mezuzahs in my new home, then in such a case, the place can rule that you may be lenient and remove the mezuzahs from the rented home and put them up right away in the new home. However, once again, this would only apply in the rare case that in truth, you have no way of getting more mezuzahs. But so long as you live in an area in which mezuzahs are available for sale, you can simply purchase new ones or get them from a gemach. It would be forbidden to follow this heter of the other Paiskim who allow moving the mezuzahs right away to a new home. Now, what about a case that new renters will be moving in right away, the same day as I move out, and they have their own mezuzahs? They, in fact, told us, listen, we don't need your mezuzahs. We have our own, and we want our own mezuzahs put up. So the Paiskim rule that even in such a case, it's nonetheless usher to remove it, and you would have to do is wait until the new renters move in, and they remove your old mezuzahs and put up their new ones right away. That is allowed, but for you, the person leaving to remove it is forbidden. Now, does this prohibition of removing the mezuzahs from your rental home apply even if the home was rented from a guy or will be now rented to a guy? So a clear ruling in the Gemara then Bava Batzia recorded in the Shulchan Aruch Lemechab 291.2 that it only applies if the home is being rented from a Jew and will now be rented again to a Jew. If, however, you rented the home from a guy, or will now be rented to a guy, then you should remove the mezuzahs immediately upon moving and not leave it in the guy's possession. In other words, not only may you remove the mezuzahs, but you actually have an obligation to do so, in order so the Gentile does not come to his home and cause the mezuzahs any belittlement. And the Paiskim rule that this applies even if you know for sure that this guy, landowner of yours, is renting it to another Jew. Nonetheless, we rule, lemaisa, that you should remove the mezuzahs from the door. Now comes up the question, okay, I rented my home from a Jew, it's being rented out back to a Jew, I can't take my mezuzahs off, what do? My mezuzahs are worth a lot of money. We have 15 doors kanai nahara in this old home. To need to have a loss of 15 mezuzahs can be a cost of $3,000 or more. So the Ramah rules there in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rishayim, that whenever the renter leaves his mezuzahs on the doors of the rented home due to an obligation, then if he is particular on their cost, then the second person must pay him for the mezuzahs. So while halacha obligates you to leave the mezuzahs, doesn't obligate you to lose money. So they have to pay you. And if they don't want to pay you, then they have to buy their own mezuzahs and put their own mezuzahs up and give you back your mezuzahs. But there's no such thing as them also keeping your mezuzahs and also not paying for your mezuzahs. Now the big question, who is the they? Is it the landowner or is it the new renter? So while the Ramah does not specify and simply says Hasheni, which means the second person, Achreinim explain that this refers to the next person who will move in, whether it be the new renter or whether it be the landowner if he's moving in. That the next person who moves in has the obligation to either replace your mezuzahs with their own mezuzahs or pay you with for your mezuzahs. And they can't take advantage of you just because of this halacha. Now what if the person refuses to pay? So in such a case, it's a chayshin mishpat issue. You have to take him to Bezin to make him pay, but you still don't have a right to remove your mezuzahs. That prohibition remains independent of whether or not he fulfills his obligation of paying you. So to summarize this halacha, upon moving out of a rental home of a Jew, the renter may not remove his mezuzahs from the doors, even if he plans to place the mezuzahs on the doors of his new home, and even if the new renter will replace the mezuzahs with his own mezuzahs. If, however, one will not be able to find mezuzahs for his new home, then some place can permit to remove the mezuzahs and immediately place them on the doors of his new home. When the renter leaves his mezuzahs on the doors of the rented home, the next renter who moves in must pay him for the mezuzahs. If the house was rented from a Gentile, will now be rented to a Gentile. He is to remove the mezuzahs immediately upon moving prior to the Gentiles moving in. All this is part one of this restriction. In Meretz Hashem, in part two, we will discuss the detailed cases of circumvention of how you can circumvent the prohibition and be allowed to remove your mezuzahs and take them to your new home. Coming up in part two on this halacha.